To put it into a hard number, researcher Dr. David Jurlink says one of 27 men getting a high opioid dose will die from drug abuse, a figure he calls unconscionable. The study gains credibility because it's based on 13 years of data from Ontario's single-payer health system, 285,000 people who were prescribed opioids. He's a doctor, pharmacist, and medical safety researcher. Jurlink says doctors are much more willing to give prescriptions for opioids and is proving a mistake.
For many years now, docs have been reasonably comfortable about using opioids in people with pain from cancer and pain at the end of life. It was only really in the mid-1990s when this huge push came to start using opioids more liberally in a much bigger market. That's the millions of people who suffer from chronic pain that we really began to prescribe these drugs in a way that had no basis in medical evidence.
Jurlink says it's not easy to predict who will go from necessary medical use like terminal cancer to abuse, and 40% do. Why more of them are men than women isn't clear, although he says doctors may be more willing to prescribe higher doses for men. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.